This is a class given by His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami. तच्चापि सत्यं न तवैव माया नारायणस्त्वं न हि सर्वदेहिनां आत्मासि अखिल लोकसाक्षी नारायणोऽयं नारायणोऽङ्गं नरभोजनायनात् तच्चापि सत्यं न तवैव माया गुड नारायण त्वं यू न नॉट ही विद सर्व ऑफ ऑल देहिनाम एम्बॉडीड लिविंग एंटिटीज आत्मा द सुपर सोल असि यू आर अधीश ओ सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर अखिल ऑफ ऑल लोक प्लेनेट्स साक्षी द विटनेस नारायण लॉर्ड श्री नारायण अंगम द एक्सपेंडेड प्लेनेट पोर्शन नर फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी भू ओरिजिनेटिंग जल ऑफ द वॉटर अयनाथ Because of being the manifesting source. That expansion, cha, and api, indeed, satyam, true, na, not, tava, you are, eva, at all, maya, illusory energy. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Please repeat.
Are you not the original Narayan? O Supreme Controller. Since you are the soul of every embodied being and the eternal witness of all created realms, indeed Lord Narayan is your expansion. And he is called Narayan because he is the generating source of the primordial water of the universe. He is real, not a product of your illusory Maya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, no, I'm sorry, purport, please hear. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 2, text 30, Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse as follows. This statement was spoken by Lord Brahma in his prayers to Lord Krishna, after the Lord defeated him by displaying his mystic powers. Brahma had tried to test Lord Krishna to see if he was really the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing as a covered boy. Brahma stole all the other boys and their cows from the pasturing grounds. But when he returned to the pastures, he saw that all the boys and cows were still there, for Lord Krishna had created them all again. When Brahma saw this mystic power of Lord Krishna, he admitted defeat and offered prayers to Lord, addressing him as the proprietor and seer of everything in the creation, as a super soul who is within each and every living entity and is dear to all. Lord Krishna is Narayan, the father of Brahma, because Lord Krishna's splendid expansion, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, after placing himself on the Garbha ocean, created Brahma from his own body. Mahavishnu in the casual ocean and Kshirodakshay Vishnu, the super soul, is in everyone's heart, are also transitory expansions of the Supreme Truth. In his commentary on this verse, Sri Sanatana Goswami has elaborately explained the expansion of Vishnu or Narayan, incarnations from the original form of Godhead. Lord Krishna, the essence is that although Lord Brahma was born from Lord Narayan, Brahma now understands that Narayan is himself a mere expansion of the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Om Adnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This, when we consider about the 10th canto, we have to be very careful, as we saw yesterday. The supremacy of Krishna has to be established before we come to this chapter. And we begin the knowledge of the supremacy from Brahma's prayers. There is the first verse in Brahma Sita, this famous verse. Do you know? You know that verse? Ishwara. Sarvakarana karana. Ishwara prathamaha krishnaha. First controller, that is the supreme controller, is Krishna. And then his vigraha is given. His body is not known as sharira, body, but it is known as vigraha, because it comprises of the three eternal things, Sat, Chit and Anand. Sat means eternal, Chit means knowledgeable, and Ananda means bliss. Now it's very well, it could be understood by the example, you know. Now suppose, Grigordan, you are in this building always. So eternally you are here. So that's why you know all the rooms and things, everything in the building. That's why you have knowledge, you know? Because you are always here, so you have the knowledge about the building. And because you are always here and you know everything, that's why you are happy. We have come since last 2 days. Just you have shown us our room and how to come to the temple. That's all we know. because we are not here eternally. We are not always here, so we don't have knowledge. And because we are not all here, always here, and we don't have knowledge, means we don't have happiness. Because we don't know the whole building. We don't know where you have kept what. And we don't know where the restaurant is, how to go to the kennel, how to go to the grounds, where is the Gurukul situated. Don't have any idea at all. So because we don't have any ideas, we are locked up. If we are shown us a room, we are just sitting in like a police cell. And that's why we are not happy. The same thing happens regarding Krishna. His is the whole creation. His energies are full, completely perfect. And because of his energies, he is always present in his creation. And because he is always present, so he knows, he has a knowledge. As you are already always in this building, and you have knowledge. The same way Krishna is always in his building. And his building is material manifestation and the spiritual manifestation. And everywhere he is all pervading. And that's why he is correctly known as Vasudeva. In Vasudeva word, there is a verb in Sanskrit. It is known as Vas. Vas means to stay. And to stay everywhere is known as Vasudeva. That's why one of his main characteristics that he is all pervading. Mattaha parataram na anyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. Apart from me, nothing exists. And in 7th chapter in Bhagavad Gita, he gives us the clear idea of his energies which are non-stop working in this material manifestation as well as in the spiritual realm. What are those verses? 4 and 5, 7th chapter, 4th verse and 5th verse. Do you remember? You know, start chanting 7th chapter. Touch, you know. Vidam bhakshayam vachesa. Yad nyatvani abhuyan yad nyatavyam avashishate. Manushyanam sahasreshu kashchid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam jimmam veti tatvata. This one. So it's fourth. Come on. And fifth one. These are the two verses we are referring. And in these two verses, he has given, in the first verse, the fourth verse, he has given his eight energies. Five are gross and three are subtle. These are the basic, this is the basic knowledge. And that's why Bhagavad Gita is regarded as ABC of the spiritual knowledge. This is the basic knowledge, you know. In the fourth verse, Krishna is clear to give us the eight material energies. And out of eight material energies, he is very clear to tell us that five are gross, which we can see. And three are subtle, which we cannot see, but we experience them. And if you remember this, then you remember the whole material manifestation. Particularly the scientists, they don't have any idea about the transcendental nature of the Lord. So they only grapple with these eight energies. And they are lost then, because without going to the root of the existence, they cannot find out any cause. And they think that the material things, the material elements are the cause. Whereas material elements are not the cause. For example, our body is made of five great elements, which are described in Bhumi, Rapo, Nalo, Vayu. Kham, these are the five. Bhumi means land. Then Apa means water. Anala means fire. Bhumi aap anal is fire. Then vayu, air. And kham is the akash, that is sky. These are the five great elements. And these five great elements we can see. But when we pass away from this body, the body of these material elements has got to be left here. We cannot take these five elements with us. But apart from these five great elements, we have three subtle elements. That is mind, intelligence and ego, false ego. These are, no doubt it is material. Even mind is material, intelligence is material, and false ego is also material. But they are subtle, sukshma. There are two bodies we have. One is the gross body, which we see, and it comprises of five elements. Which are those five elements? Mataji, you heard. Which are the five elements?
Air,
yes.
Fire.
Water, that's all. This way, three.
Land.
Four. And sky. Ether. These are the five elements. But these five elements, however hard we try, we cannot take with us. And that's why all material things, they don't belong to us. That is the secret of understanding this. Because everything is these five elements. This desk has also land, water, fire, air and ether. This book also the same thing. Kartal is also the same thing. This board is also. These are the different names. But in the end, these are the basic elements. The house is also. It has the land, gross land. Then it has water. It has fire. It has air. And it has ether. All, every material thing you take, and they are comprising of these five great elements. And these five great elements, however hard we try, after death we cannot take it. Because these five elements don't belong to us. They are Krishna's energy. And if the Krishna's energy is there, how can we pinch his energy? He cannot, he will not allow us to take all these things. And this is the secret of our spiritual quest. Why we are after these things? That we have to ask. And this is the answer. But why we are searching, which is not material, which is something anti-material? Are we mad to search of something which doesn't belong to the material manifestation? And there is no craziness. There is no madness. We are very correct. According to the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and according to the energies which are Krishna has described, that these are my separated energies, five great elements and three subtle elements. You repeat, Grigordan, five great elements. And it has a sequence. You have to remember in a sequence. And the sequence is given in this verse. So this verse has got to be learned. Bhumi, apo, anala, vayu, air, ether. That's right. This is the sequence. It should be remembered in a sequence. Then the secret is that when we think about these five great elements, then these are the gross elements we can see. I can see the land, I can see the water, I can see fire, I can feel air, then I can see ether. These are the gross elements. And each gross element has a subtle existence. Without the subtle existence, the gross element cannot manifest. For example, you start from sky, you know, ether. The ether is the gross manifestation of a subtle quality which is known as sound. In Sanskrit, it is known as shabda. Without sound, the ether cannot exist. Now we are speaking here. We are creating the ether. As soon as the sound is there, the ether is created. And when Krishna's sound is there, it is known as Nada Brahma. And because of Nada Brahma, the whole space is created. The creation, the root cause of the space is sound. Then we come from sky, you know. When the sky is created, when the space is created, then the Lord has a glance. He sees the sky. And when he sees the sky, then in the sky there is agitation. And because of that agitation, the air is created. And because the air is created from the sky, because of the glance of the Lord, the air cannot go out of the sky. It has to be in the sky. Because sky is the father and air is the son or daughter, whatever you call. So they cannot go beyond that. Because it is created from the ether. Air cannot decide that I don't want to be in ether either. I will go somewhere else. No, it cannot do it. And that is how once the sky is created, and we know the quality of the sky is sound, so because air is created from the sky, it inherits its quality, sound, and air has a sound. You know, when wind blows, we can hear. And then again, air has its own quality, and that is touch. It touches. It touches our body, and we feel that there is air. It touches all the objects in the material manifestation. The touch is the sensation of the air. And you may know that underneath our skin there is a fresh air. And because of that fresh air, we can touch, we feel, you know. Even if I don't see at the back, but if anybody touches my back, I immediately know that somebody is touching. This is the play of air in our body. If there would not have been air, we will not feel the touch. And if there is anything wrong in our body or in some limb of our body, then we cannot feel the touch because the air is disturbed. And this is how our existence, our touching sensation, our sound, are everything coming from Krishna, which is the energy of Krishna. That is the secret to be understood. And as soon as we understood this point, then the supremacy of Krishna is firmly established in our mind. This is the point to be understood. As soon as you understand that the ether is his energy, and ether has again the subtle quality, sound, and you know that the air is created from the ether by the glance of the Lord, so he is the cause of creation, sarva karana karanam, then you have unflinching faith in him. And that's why Srila Prabhupada has given us this process, that by regular attendance in Srimad Bhagavatam classes, your bhakti, your devotional service becomes firm. This is the reason to understand these things. And the more you study these things, the more your devotional service becomes unflinching. The more and more and more you get into it, then without devotional service, there is nothing you can realize. And because we people realize that without the devotional service of the Lord, we cannot survive for a single second, that is why our devotional service becomes continued, unbroken. And because we know that the devotional service is the main thing and nothing is of any value apart from the devotional service, that's why our devotional service is spontaneous, doesn't have any motive behind it. These points have got to be imbibed. And these points could not be understood, could not be understood unless repeatedly you hear, you hear, you hear. And that's why hearing, shrotra, is very important. Don't get tired of hearing, and then you get the points eventually. frankly speaking, this knowledge we already have, but it is covered by the illusory energy of the Lord. And those layers have got to be removed. And if we want to remove those layers of the illusory energy, then you manifest in your own original knowledgeable form. And then you can understand the intricacies of the creation and what is beyond creation. And if you can realize the intricacies of the creation and beyond creation, then the immediate effect is that you know that you cannot do anything, and it is being done, everything is being done for you. And if everything is being done for us, then we don't have any duty to do. We don't have anything to do. So if you don't have anything to do, then what is to be done is also realized. Because you don't have to do anything materially. You don't have to do anything at all. And that is how the first class transcendentalists, they don't do anything except chanting or reading or understanding or serving Krishna or in the different form of devotional activities. They don't do anything. And everything is being provided to them. Those who are ignorant, they have to work hard like the donkeys. This is the result of our toiling and moiling. That is the result. And as soon as you come to this knowledge, then you know that the Krishna's energies are in a gross form and a subtle form. They are working for us. The ether is working for us. The air is created from the ether, as we have seen. And because air is created from the ether, it has inherited the ether's quality, and again there is a quality of air, that is touch, as we have seen. So we saw two qualities, word, that is shabda, sound, and touch, that is touching sense, sparsh. It is known in Sanskrit as sparsh. Then from sky, from ether and air, the third element is created by the agitation of these both elements by the glands of the Lord. So Lord is the main reason. Sarva karana karanam. This is the meaning of sarva karana karanam. Sarva means of all, karana means cause, and karanam means all causes. The Lord is the supreme karana, supreme reason of creation. And as soon as, because of his glands, from air and ether, the fire is created. And because the fire is created from air and ether, so it should inherit two qualities. Which are those qualities? Sound and touch. Very good. Yeah, you are awake. Hey, Gregor Dhan ki. So, he knows now. There are two qualities in fire. And you know, there is a sound in fire. Suppose this table burns, it makes a sound. This building burns and it makes a sound. So there is a sound in fire. And you know this fire can touch us. Do you know the touch of fire? So it touches. And then it has its own quality again, third quality. Fire has its own quality. And that is rupa, that is form. Suppose if this table burns, it takes the form of the table. If this table desk burns, it takes the form of the desk. If this vyasasana burns, it has different form again. This is known as rupa. And we also have forms. Suppose if I burn, it will take the form of my body. Suppose if a house burns, it will take the form of the house. So it has a form. Always the burning has a form. So this is the third quality. That is sound, touch, and form. These are the three qualities in fire. Then we come to the fourth element. What is it? Yeah. No, sky. From sky the air was created. Then from ether and air, fire was created. And now we have three elements. That is ether, air, and fire. So what is created from this? Yeah. You are Acharya. Giri Gurdhan Acharya. You know. Yeah, now water is created. And again, for the creation of water, There should be a glance, Lord's glance. By only seeing, the Lord creates. His eyes can do any job. By seeing, he can eat. By eyes, he can walk. We can't do anything. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti. We sing in the morning. Angani means all his limbs. Yasya he, whose? Angani yasya sakala indriya, all senses. Any limb can do work as anything. He by hand he can hear. We can't hear. By hand he can walk. By hand he can eat. Any limb works. Our hand cannot eat. Our hand has got to take prasadam and put it into the mouth. It cannot, however hard you try, the hand cannot chew. But his hand can chew and finish off the prasadam. This is how any limb can work. Now with this same, because of his glands, then the water is created from these three elements. So because the water is created from these three elements, so it inherits three qualities. What are those? It has got to be in sequence. Sound, touch and form. This is. And then water has its own quality in it. What is that quality? Rasa. Very good. Taste. It is known as taste. The word, I am the taste in water. Rasvam of Sukamteya. He says in. So as soon as water, we remember water, means we remember these four qualities. That is sound, touch, form and taste. And in Sanskrit, there are beautiful words. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Ras. And then all these four combined together with the glance of the Lord produce the earth, which is the full gross. You know, it's a lump, gross lump of the earth. We can see very well. And then because the earth is created last, so it has four qualities already. That is Sabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Ras. And earth has its own quality, and that is smell. Fragrance of the earth. He is again Krishna, he says. Punya Gandha Prithivyam Cha. And earth has a fragrance, that's why Tulsi takes that fragrance which is required for Tulsi, and it smells like Tulsi. Because this Gandha, this smell is already present in the earth. Here the flowers don't smell really. Some or the other, this earth lacks that. But in India still, so far, I don't know how long, but they do smell at the moment. There is fragrance. And this fragrance is exhibited in different forms. Suppose there is a mango tree, it will have a mango fragrance. If it is a banana tree, it will have a banana fragrance. If it is a grape plant, then it is a grape juice fragrance. And this is how these different fragrances, they come out of the earth. This is the main quality of the earth. And that is why this is a very important thing. And then as soon as we come to these five things, there is sound, touch, then form, taste and smell. If you think very seriously about these five things, they are our sense objects. We enjoy the sound. Newly married couple, they enjoy each other's sound, in the beginning at least. Afterwards, whatever they did, they think that, oh, you keep on talking, I like your hearing. And then when she talks, they shut up, now we don't talk. So for a while we enjoy the sound. We enjoy the sound of the bhajans or this or that. Ordinary people enjoy the sound of the rock music or something. These are all sounds. This is enjoyment, our enjoyment. Our ear is supplied by Krishna. The object of the ear is also supplied by Krishna. Then touch, we experience. I am sitting on a cushion. So I am experiencing very happiness. Because touching sensation. This is how, if you touch the hardwood, then we don't like. If you touch the cold iron, we don't like. If we touch the warm heater, we like. This is how all our enjoyment is surrounded around sound and touch and rupa and the form. This form is beautiful. Tulsi we like. The form of Krishna we like. The form of beautiful women we like. The form of beautiful man we like. This is how we enjoy the forms. And that's why the advertisers, they know this secret. So they always put some woman, you know, beside their product. So instead of seeing their product, we are attracted to woman. And as soon as you see woman, then you drink this, you know. This is how you smoke this. That is how. This Marlboro cigarette yesterday I saw. It's a beautiful man, you know, old man. We were driving from the airport or something. Have you seen that? Eh? Do you remember that form? We like to look at it. And he speaks, smoking, and underneath there is a Marlboro. So this is how. We put Krishna's picture and we put Mahamantra so that they see his picture, like it, and they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So ours is a transcendental activity. We present the form also transcendental. We put Krishna's picture, which is completely transcendental. And if they speak Mahamantra, it is also transcendental. So our things don't belong to these energies of the Lord. Nothing at all. Ours is completely beyond this. And because it is beyond this, it is correctly known as transcendental. Transcend, you know, they transcend. For example, if you are driving on the road, then you are controlled by the laws of the road, that you have to keep to the right, then you have to go in a one-way street or something, one direction only. And if you break the law, either you will have accident, or if you are caught, you will be punished. Or you cannot pass the red light, this is law of the road. But have you seen any time the helicopter standing at the red light? No, because it transcends. And because it transcends, it is not affected by the road laws. So this knowledge also, Krishna's picture and Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it doesn't belong to this world. And that's why it doesn't have any effect of this world. As soon as you chant Krishna's names, as soon as you see Krishna's form, as soon as you hear his sound, as soon as you come to the representation of Krishna in the form of Bhagavatam, as soon as you come to Krishna himself through the Bhagavad Gita, then all these are transcendental. And because they are transcendental, we feel very happy, because material existence is completely full of miseries. And this is how we escape from the miseries. This is the secret of escaping the miseries. And once you realize this, then you always escape. And when you always escape, you always come to Bhagavad Gita. You always come to Bhagavatam. And you cannot avoid it, because you know that this is a nice escape. And if you come here, then you are completely liberated. This is the secret liberation. That we are liberated from the material miseries. Because we have full knowledge. We have full knowledge of the energies of Krishna. And as soon as you go, you pass over these gross elements, then you come to the subtle elements. That also we have full idea. And that's why we don't run after the psychiatrics. This is the secret. Because we know how mind is working and how mind is material. We know how intelligence is coming from Krishna. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mattah smritirnya napamohanancha. He says, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. I am situated in everybody's heart. And mattah smriti, from me the remembrance, jnana, knowledge, and apohan, forgetfulness, comes. And because we know these things, never the Krishna Bhakta, the devotee of the Lord, will approach the psychiatric. Because he knows that if we have to maneuver with these three things, material intelligence and material intellect, then the human being who is imperfect cannot do anything about these things. It's simply misguiding principle. If you want to correct your mind, and if you want to correct your intelligence, you have to come to God. You have to come to Krishna. But it is His energy and He can control it. He is the supreme controller, that's why. He controls His energies. And if at all there is a mental derangement or some madness or something like that. We never go anywhere to stuff our body with the drugs or injections or run to the psychiatric treatments or psychiatric hospitals. And that is how these are the nonsensical things created by the ignorant civilization. And once we understand this point, who will leave this Bhagavatam for a single second? Tell me. Is there any reason? And that's why this is the medicine. Bhavaushadhi Shrotra Manoviramad. As soon as there is some difficulty in mana, there is some difficulty in mind, then this is the way to come to it. And if you don't come to it, then you suffer. You come to it, then you don't suffer. So those who come to this point, and we are indebted to Prabhupada, that's why eternally. It is He who has opened our, forced open our eyes. That foolish, why, what are you doing? The real thing is this. And you are living this thing and running around. Then who can help us? If you ignore the important medicine you have, if you ignore, then you are bound to be mad. You are bound to run here and there, spend money and become fool, great fool. This is the main teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Please come to this and try to understand, and may Lord bless us and Prabhupada be merciful so that we can understand Him through the pages of Bhagavatam and Bhagavatam. Don't ignore these things. Hare Krishna. Is it clear? The points are clear. Yes, Mara.
I think the elements that you're discussing is that these material elements become transformed totally into spiritual elements.
They are spiritual. We have made them material. Because they are the energies of Krishna. And energy of Krishna cannot be material. Yeah, we are only seeing that way. Because we have, suppose we are putting green glasses, you know, sunglasses. Then the sunshine is white, but we look at green. It's not that the sunshine is green, but it's you have the glasses. You remove the glass and you see the sun as it is. Yeah, but it is spiritual. There is a land, it is spiritual. There are fruits, they are spiritual. But we are grappling with the illusory energy. And that's why it's, for us, it is completely troublesome and miserable and everything. For them, everything is enjoyable. So it is the matter of changing the consciousness. From material consciousness, you have to follow the Krishna consciousness. That is what we are here for. And this knowledge, as soon as you have got as soon as,